Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.
The Vatican's publishing house, Libreria Editrice Vaticana, has brought out a single-volume collection of Pope Francis' public speeches during his recent trip to Cuba, the United States of America, and the United Nations headquarters in New York. The bilingual Italian and English edition includes essays from the editor-in-chief of the Italian state broadcaster RISE, Bureau Dealing with Religious Information and Relationships with the Holy See, Massimo Enrico Milone, the director of the Center for American Studies in Rome, Paolo Messa, and the managing editor of news at the Washington, D.C.-based foreign policy magazine, Lara Jakes. A presentation of the volume was scheduled for Thursday evening at Columbia University in New York. Contributor Lara Jakes of Foreign Policy spoke with us about the genesis of the project and about her specific contribution to the volume.
I was approached by a colleague in Rome to contribute to this book. They wanted an American author to write about the part where this American pope was going to be in Washington and what would be behind that visit, why the pope was coming, what his impact would be when he got to this very divisive city.
We're 8 months on from the visit. Is that long enough to measure any of the effects of the visit?
What Pope Francis does and has been doing since his visit is just as important. We've seen him come out with a series of political statements in the months since he has been here. They have been greeted probably a little more warmly by American politicians than they would have in the past. I think American politicians have a better sense of this pope. And I don't mean Catholic American politicians. I mean American politicians who otherwise might not have thought a lot about the Vatican, might not have paid a lot of attention to what the Vatican was doing. But Pope Francis really established himself as a world leader when he came to the Americas, and particularly the United States, not just as a spiritual leader, but a world leader. So what he said here in Washington and also at the United Nations and in Cuba, and what he has said ever since, has resonated far more broadly than if he had not come here in the first place.
The book brings together in one volume all of the Holy Father's public remarks during the trip to the United States in both English and Italian, and then has a few essays offering anything from a bird's eye view to a critical appraisal. To whom is the book primarily addressed?
I think it's addressed to the world stage, not just to Catholics. I think Pope Francis established himself as a very politically active, a very politically aware pope, and he put other world leaders on notice that he was going to be in this hemisphere, he was going to be in this world sphere to try to make a difference, to try to push social justice, which has been the principle, the overriding principle, I believe, of this pope. The Pope's speech in Washington to the Congress in particular was huge. He spoke without teleprompters. He spoke with just a sheaf of notes in front of him. That came off fine as well. It came off as very real, as very human. And he came with an agenda of social justice that really crossed party lines. He presented kind of a third way, a more generous way, a more gentle way than the two-party system that is set up in America sometimes forces people to choose from.
Until 20 or 30 years ago in the United States, the political parties, major though they were, the national parties, weren't national parties at all in the way that national parties are national parties in most countries in Europe. They're, local political or statewide political clubs that get together once every 4 years to pick a presidential candidate. We have seen a powerful move toward nationalization of the two parties over the past 20 or 30 years that's affected our national discourse. But when votes used to happen in the Congress along strictly along party lines, it was a sign that things were not working properly. Bipartisanship was assumed and was a practical necessity for anyone who was going to try to legislate and govern. That's a significant difference, isn't it? And it's worth getting your read on it.
The partisan nature of American politics that has developed, I would say, over the last 40 or 50 years is largely due to money in politics. And people in Congress spend a lot of their time trying to raise more money so that they can keep their jobs. Pope Francis came in and implored people to use the authority that they have, the time that they have this power, to enact social justice, to enact change for good. And that is a sea change that the U.S. Congress and most American politicians, whether it's on the national level, even down to the state level, and maybe even down to the local level, are really going to have to take to heart if we do see any changes in the political system. I do not see any evidence of that right now. I think the Holy Father tried to speak to the better angels in the nature of American politicians. I think many of the people who heard his words appreciated them.
The willingness to give deference to politicians and the political process once the appeal to the better angels, as you put it, was made. Almost as though, if I could put it this way, he actually genuinely believes in the political process and believes in laity being able to conduct it, and you know that it's their proper duty. He wasn't there to give policy prescriptions, but to invite people maybe to get their eye back on the ball. Do you think that there's anything to that, or was it wishful thinking on my part?
I believe so many people before he came wanted to pigeonhole him into one of two boxes, sort of like the American two-party system. Either you're going to be conservative or you're going to be more liberal. And somehow he managed to walk that line. And what we saw here in Washington was that Pope Francis was the rare leader, maybe, dare I say, the rare politician who could walk both sides of that and make it sound reasonable and make it sound non-threatening and make it sound welcoming and inclusive for everybody.
That was Lara Jakes, the managing editor of news at Foreign Policy Magazine in Washington, D.C., and one of the contributors to The American Pope, Building Bridges to Build Peace, a book bringing together all of Pope Francis's public remarks during the course of his recent trip to the United States, Cuba, and the United Nations in New York. Jakes was speaking with me, Chris Altieri.
Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.